Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Buchek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kurt Simmons. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Kurt Simmons. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting second. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Krug. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry Jackson. And now, play ball. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Groat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kessinger. Groat moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Francona hits a line drive into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Beckert takes first base on 4. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Landrum hits a pop-up in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beckert moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Santo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 0-0. White hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McCarver hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Buchek hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Buchek reaches second base with a double. There goes Boyer trying to get to home. Williams throws the ball into Krug, who tags Boyer, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Keene hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Krug hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Kessinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Krug moves to second. Don Kessinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Simmons is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Simmons strikes out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Flood is 0 for 1 in the game. Flood hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Groat is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Beckert is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Beckert is called out on strikes. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Landrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Butchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Banks moves to third. Chris Krug batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Krug is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Krug hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White is called out on strikes. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McCarver is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Buchek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Buchek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Landrum is 0-for-2 in the game. Landrum hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Carl Warwick pinch hits for Curt Simmons. Carl Warwick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Warwick strikes out. One out. Curt Flood is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Flood is 0-for-2 in the game. Flood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Flood moves to second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Keane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Nelson Briles now pitching. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Krug is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Krug strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Boyer is 0-2 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 0-1. White is 0-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards second. Beckert scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McCarver is 0-2 in the game. McCarver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Buchek is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Buchek hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Kessinger is 0-2 in the game. Kessinger is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Jackson is 0-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Beckert is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Landrum batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Landrum is 0-3 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Beckert moves to second. Hal Woods hit now pitching. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Williams is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beckert scores. Landrum moves to third. It's 4-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Santo is 0-3 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landrum scores. Williams moves to third. It's 5-0, Cubs. Don Dennis now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Banks is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Santo moves to third. Banks moves to second. It's 6-0, Cubs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Keene is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Krug is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Krug hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Skinner pinch hits for Don Dennis. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Flood is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Groat is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Flood moves to second. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brock is 0-3 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Flood moves to third. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Barney Schultz now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger is called out on strikes. 1 out. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Beckert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 0-1. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a fly ball towards left. Keene settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Keene. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McCarver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and St. Louis Cardinals, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.